Miss Sullivan touched my forehead, and spelt with a decided emphasis, "Think." In a flash, I knew that the word was the name of the process that was going on in my head. This was my first conscious perception of an abstract idea. For a long time I was still, I was not thinking of the beads in my lap, but trying to find a meaning for love in the light of this new idea. The sun had been under a cloud all day, and there had been brief showers, but suddenly the sun broke forth in all its southern splendour. Again I asked my teacher, "Is this not love?" "Love is something like the clouds that were in the sky before the sun came out," she replied. Then, in simpler words than these, which at that time I could not have understood, she exclaimed, "You cannot touch the clouds, you know, but you feel the rain, and you know how glad the flowers and the thirsty earth are to have it after a hot day. You cannot touch love either, but you feel the sweetness that it pours into everything. Without love, you would not be happy or want to play." The beautiful truth burst upon my mind. I felt there were invisible lines stretched between my spirit and the spirits of others. From the beginning of my education, Miss Sullivan made it a practice to speak to me as she would speak to any hearing child. The only difference was that she spelt the sentences into my hand instead of speaking them.